The Apostles and the Torah. Reconstructing the First Century Church. Part 6. The Divergence from Torah Observance. 1. Historical Turning Point. The earliest followers of Yeshua continued to live as Jews loyal to the Torah. The separation between Judaism and the emerging Gentile Church was gradual, not immediate. The first decisive rupture came not from theology but from politics and survival. After the destruction of the temple in 70 CE and especially following the Bar Kokhba revolt, 132-135 CE, Roman authorities outlawed Jewish practices such as Sabbath observance and circumcision. Communities that could plausibly distance themselves from Jewish customs gained a political advantage. 1. It was under these pressures that certain Gentile assemblies began reinterpreting apostolic writings to justify divergence. Doctrinal adaptation became a survival mechanism. To avoid persecution, many recast the faith in a Hellenistic philosophical mold, redefining law as antithetical to grace. Quote, 2. From Hebraic to Hellenistic framework. The apostolic worldview was Hebraic, rooted in covenant, land, and communal obedience. Hellenistic converts, educated in Platonic dualism, interpreted scripture through a metaphysical lens that devalued the material. Body and spirit became opposing categories. Physical obedience was deemed inferior to spiritual worship. As N.T. Wright notes, when the gospel entered the Greco-Roman world, it was refracted through categories foreign to Israel's covenantal narrative. Quote opening parenthesis. 2. This shift turned Torah observance into a symbol of bondage to the material world. Platonic influence, reinforced by Stoic and Gnostic tendencies, equated true enlightenment with detachment from ritual and the senses. Consequently, dietary laws, Sabbaths, and festivals were reinterpreted allegorically rather than practiced literally. 3. Emergence of Sunday observance. The move from Sabbath to Sunday illustrates this trajectory. The earliest evidence of first-day worship appears in the D-14, ca. 100 CE, and Ignatius's Magnesians 9. 1. Both reflect communities under pressure to differentiate from Judaism after 70 CE. Ignatius contrasts those who lived according to the old order with those who live according to the Lord's day. His intent was apologetic, not theological. To assure Roman observers that believers were not participating in the proscribed Sabbath assemblies. 3. The pattern continued with Justin Martyr. C. 150 CE. Who redefined Sabbath as allegory? The new law requires you to keep a perpetual Sabbath. Dialogue with Trypho 12. This hermeneutic severed the historical command from its practice. The theological justification for Sunday thus post-dates the apostles by nearly a century. 4. The Council of Nicaea and the Passover controversy. The divergence reached formal codification in 325 CE when Constantine convened the Council of Nicaea. Among its aims was to detach the Christian calendar from Jewish reckoning. The Quartadeciman controversy concerned whether Pascha, Easter, should coincide with the biblical Passover. Constantine decreed a separate calculation. Let us have nothing in common with the detestable Jewish crowd. Quote opening parenthesis. 4. This statement reveals the theological anti-Judaism already entrenched. The festival that had once memorialized Yeshua's Passover sacrifice was recast according to solar cycles, replacing the lunar-based biblical calendar. Thus, calendrical reform became a tool of ecclesial identity and imperial cohesion. 5. Marcion and the rejection of the Old Testament. The second century also witnessed overt repudiation of the Hebrew scriptures. Marcion of Sinope, c. 140 CE, proposed a canon excluding the Old Testament and heavily editing Paul's letters. He portrayed the God of Israel as a lesser deity of justice, distinct from the Father of Jesus. Though condemned as heresy, Marcion's dualism profoundly influenced Christian consciousness. His dichotomy between law and gospel became embedded, albeit in moderated form, in later orthodoxy. 5. Ironically, defenders of orthodoxy adopted portions of Marcion's rhetoric to argue that Torah observance was obsolete, a case of heresy shaping the mainstream it opposed. 6. The role of anti-Jewish legislation. Roman imperial policy further incentivized Gentile distinction. Hadrian's Edicts. 135 CE. Banned circumcision and Torah study. Later, Theodosius I. 391 CE. Prohibited Jewish conversion efforts and synagogue construction. Christian theologians responded by redefining the covenant to exclude Israel as a living entity. Augustine's Witness People doctrine confined Jews to perpetual exile as testimony to Christian truth. 6. These political dynamics reinforced theological detachment. Observance of Torah markers. Sabbath, circumcision, dietary distinction. Became stigmatized as Judaizing. The apostolic halakha was replaced by ecclesial canons enforcing uniform Sunday worship and pork consumption as symbols of liberty. 7. The Greek philosophical recast. Hellenistic philosophy transposed Torah categories into metaphysical abstractions. Law became nature's order, sin, ignorance, and salvation, gnosis. The moral concreteness of Torah, specific times, foods, and rituals, was replaced with universal ideals. Clement of Alexandria, c. 200 CE, spiritualized the commandments. Origen allegorized Israel's festivals as stages of the soul's ascent. Such interpretations, while intellectually sophisticated, redefined obedience as contemplation. As Daniel Boyarin observes, Christian theology became the translation of Israel's scripture into Greek metaphysics. Quote opening parenthesis. 7. The lived practice of Torah disappeared into symbolism. 8. Rabbinic and Christian parting of the ways. Parallel to this development, Rabbinic Judaism consolidated its identity through the Mishnah. C. 200 CE. Both traditions sought boundary maintenance in response to trauma. The loss of the temple and Roman persecution. The rabbis excluded, minim, sectarians, often Jewish believers, from the synagogue liturgy. The church reciprocated with creeds excluding, Judaizers. The result was mutual excommunication of two sibling movements that had once shared table fellowship. Modern scholars such as James Dunn describe this process as the parting of the ways. Yet, as he notes, it was not a theological necessity but a historical contingency. Quote opening parenthesis. 8. The apostles themselves would have recognized neither side's eventual formulations. 9. Survival of Torah faithful communities. Despite marginalization, Torah observant communities persisted. The Nazarenes and Ebionites retained Sabbath, dietary laws, and festivals well into the 4th century. Epiphanius, c. 375 CE, reports that they confess Jesus as the Christ yet are still bound to the law. Panarion 29. His tone is derisive, but the testimony confirms their continuity with apostolic practice. 9. Archaeological evidence from the Golan and Transjordan corroborates mixed Jewish-Christian synagogues where inscriptions invoke Yeshua alongside Torah texts. These groups eventually disappeared under Byzantine persecution and Islamic expansion, but their existence demonstrates that Torah observance remained a legitimate Christian expression for centuries. 10. Summary of Section V. 1. The divergence from Torah observance resulted from historical pressure, not apostolic teaching. 2. Hellenistic philosophy and Roman politics reshaped the faith into a Gentile religion. 3. Sunday observance and Easter dating were imperial reforms, not apostolic decrees. 4. Marcion's dualism and anti-Jewish legislation entrenched replacement theology. 5. Yet Torah faithful believers, the Nazarenes and others, preserved the apostolic heritage. The parting of the ways was thus a tragedy of history, not the intention of the apostles. Their vision of the renewed covenant, a Jewish Messiah leading a Torah faithful, spirit-filled community of Jews and Gentiles, was eclipsed but not extinguished. Endnotes. Part 6. Paula Fredrickson, When Christians Were Jews. Yale University Press, 2018. 188-192. N. T. Wright, Paul and the Faithfulness of God. Fortress, 2013. 751. Samuel Bakioki, From Sabbath to Sunday. Pontifical Gregorian University, 1977. 87-94. Eusebius, Life of Constantine 3.18. Translation in Nicene and Post-Nicene Fathers Series 2, Volume 1. Adolf von Harnack, Marcion. The Gospel of the Alien God. Labyrinth Press, 1990. 63-68. Robert Louis Wilkin, The Christians as the Romans Saw Them. Yale University Press, 1984. 145-147. Daniel Boyarin, Borderlines. The Partition of Judeo-Christianity, University of Pennsylvania Press, 2004, 103-107. James D.G. Dunn, The Partings of the Ways, SCM Press, 2006, 293. Epiphanius, Panarion 29.7.1-2.